Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
El Presidente, so glad that you could join us across the coast to coast, right here on the Balance Radio Network. And I tell you what, we have a very, very exciting show planned for you today, especially in the half-hour mark of our show. We've got Ron Garrett, and I tell you what, if you don't know who he is, he was an astronaut. He actually also was on the space station. He's an astronaut with NASA, and he was on the last space shuttle mission. And I tell you what, it does not get any cooler than this, guys. I'm just going to tell you. And, of course, myself and Gary Snyder is going to break down what's going on with them Colts. And in hour number two from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, we're going to rebroadcast the Gary Snyder Show as it was heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana. My name is Tom Marquis. Welcome to the Balance Sluice Gary Snyder Show. We'll be right back.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
You guys like it when I turn on a mic? You like that? Woo, boy, here I've been just gabbing away, and it's just been one of those days. But I'm going to tell you, Radio 101, learn what the little red mic means that says on air. You got to see that first. You got to see your needles moving around. Well, we're going to start over then, huh? I'll tell you what I was saying was that we have a very, very exciting show for you today. And in all my years of radio, this has to be one of my pinnacle moments in radio. Coming up at 5:30 Eastern, we're going to be having a conversation with Ron Garrett of NASA. He was on the last space shuttle mission. We're gonna catch up with 1400 WBAT and Marion for our simulcast with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
What do I do when my love is away? Is it worrying to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because?
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. On 1400 WBAT, I want to thank all of our guests. What an awesome show so far. And, of course, we are joined at this time by Tom Marquis, host of The Balance and The Balance Radio Network from coast to coast. Tom, welcome.
And welcome. We are here, coast to coast. I finally got my mic on. I was sitting here on the break just chatting up a storm, talking about our exciting guest that we have coming up here, and realized that I didn't see the little on-air mark, so... Radio 101 says you have to see the needles move and the red on-air light to come on. I was talking to myself.
Sometimes, and I've been guilty of this, I've seen the needles move when I weren't expecting them to move.
I tell you what, and I've been around radio for a long time, and I work various different shifts, and it just amazes me sometimes on the things that happened on the air. Because a lot of times, you know, back in the old days, you still are, but back in the old days when you had to cue up music and get commercials ready and get weather ready and do all of that stuff manually. Now it's all computerized and everything is done pretty much automatedly for you. You had to do everything yourself, and it was crazy. I can tell you that much. Insane.
You know, and I'm telling you, your heart just sinks when maybe you're sitting there talking on the phone and on a break or something, and you turn around and you see the needles moving, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, God, what did I do?
You know, funny story. I used to work for a radio station down in Paducah, Kentucky, 97 FM down there. And that was back when Amy Grant had her popular song, Baby, Baby, Baby. And I used to work for with one of those top 40 teeny bop, bubblegum popping radio stations. Where the only people that listened to you were 16-year-old females 14 to 18 years old, and 16-year-olds would call you all the time. And, you know, I worked overnight, so they'd call and, you play Baby, Baby, Baby? Will you play Baby, Baby, Baby? And I did not have my mic down after going into a weather break. And I said, if one more damn teeny bopper calls back and asks about Baby, Baby, and it went on the air. My program director called on the business line. I saw it light up. I was like, I better take this call.
All right, Tom, before we get into anything else here. Now, if you guys have been listening for any time at all, you know the trouble I had trying to get carpet put in my home. And when I decided that we were going to have new carpet put in, I did what everybody else did. I went to all of the big box home improvement stores. But when I did this, I found something was missing. Service. I'm telling you. You know what I'm talking about here. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylo, Shaw, and the list goes on, they also had that special something that was missing from all the big box store home improvement stores. They had great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you are looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, Heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it, and most of all, with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years, it's a half a century, if they weren't doing things exactly right. Call Todd right now. He is waiting. 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226. And get that free estimate. Or you can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com, or just head on up to their store at 1940 Aetna Avenue in Huntington. If you're living here in Marion, that's not too far of a drive. Find out why I chose Lehman Floor Covering to carpet my house. All right, Tom. You know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. And I don't think the rumors have died down. Matter of fact, I think if anything, they've even heated up a little more. And that has to do with Peyton Manning and the fact that the Colts may be putting him on the market and are, if not fielding calls, at least throwing feelers out there to teams that may have an interest in a possible trade for Peyton Manning.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, the closer that we get toward the end of the season and the closer that it becomes that the Indianapolis Colts are going to get that number one draft pick, and those with no luck is going to try for luck number two and try their luck with Peyton Manning. And so, some of the teams that I look to be heavy suitors and be the first at the doorstep with the flowers and the candy is the Miami Dolphins and the Washington Redskins. And here's my only problem with being out front on this. Nothing snappy rhymes with Manning. And so I just don't think that this is going to be an easy sell for the Colts. I like the catchphrase. You know, suck for luck is one of the greatest catchphrases in sports history, in my opinion, because it explains
And nobody's everything. Doing it better than the Colts.
Nobody's are doing it better for Colts. So, but the question is, what do you do for Peyton Manning? Planning for Manning? I don't know. Scanning for Manning? Scamming for Manning? I don't know. But everyone knows everyone around the NFL is watching the Indianapolis Colts. And with the god-awful season that we have, in my opinion, the worst we've ever had, I'll have to check the stats on that. But starting 0-10 and getting outscored 137-27 in the past four games, and we've just done such an impressive job of losing. You would think we've done it forever. And I think we won Andrew Luck already. but, you know, this does beg the question. The Dolphins surely are interested in Peyton Manning. The Washington Redskins would be interested in Peyton Manning. So maybe the Dolphins are saying, are we tanning for Manning? I can't. Somebody stop me here. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm on a roll, buddy. I'm looking for that catchphrase for Manning. But, yeah, I think that to answer your question in all seriousness, Gary, I think a lot of people are going to be looking for Peyton Manning. And quite frankly, I think that Jim Irsay and Bill Polian want those rumors to keep going. I think that they want people to come and make them their best offer. But like we talked about yesterday, I certainly look for Jim Irsay to try for having his cake and eat it too and see if he can't make that happen. Because in a perfect world, he's going to wait and see if Peyton Manning can get back on the field. And if we get luck, we get luck, and luck stays on the sideline, and in 2013 we make a deal for Peyton Manning. That would be the perfect world. If it doesn't happen, if he doesn't get back on the field and we get Andrew Luck, I think we get rid of Peyton Manning pretty quickly.
All right, Tom, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, and welcome back to the Balanceless Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquisel, Presidente. We're waiting to team back up with the Gary Snyder Show during their break. Obviously, we stream this coast to coast, but we simulcast with 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana, and the Gary Snyder Show. And we're really excited about what's coming up here in about 10 minutes. Astronaut Ronald J. Garin, Colonel, retired U.S. Air Force. But most importantly, he's a NASA astronaut. It's not every day that you get to talk to a NASA astronaut. He was on the last space shuttle mission. He's going to talk to us about what it's like to be up there in outer space and to be on such an historic mission. And I tell you what, this is probably one of the best guests. And you know, here at the Balance Radio Network, we get the primo guests. We get everybody online here. And this absolutely is the top of the charts, and he's going to be calling us from down there at the Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. He's going to talk to us about NASA, the past, the present, and the future, and obviously his roles in the last space shuttle mission. So stand by. We'll be right back, teaming back up with 1400 WBAT and Marion for a simulcast of the Gary Snyder Show.
When the drum beats go like this. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume. Dance.
It's a very small part of life.
Are
sports, 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 sports. Marge, Bart rides up in the front seat today because he's a good guy at sports.
Sunny in Swayze or rainy in Radley. WBAT will make sure you know what the Grant County weather picture is. Hi, I'm Chris Daniels from Indiana's News Center. As the leaves and the temperatures fall, we'll be dealing with a variety of local weather conditions. Jason Myers and I are always ready to bring you up to date on issues with fog, slick road conditions, and yes, the distinct possibility of an early Indiana snow. Indiana's News Center in 1400 WBAT, a winning weather team.
WBAT and the Salvation Army of Grant County will kick off this year's holiday bell ringing campaign with a live broadcast from Five Points Mall from 6 to 9 a.m. during Good Morning Grant County. Hi, I'm Tim George, and I'll be on hand along with Ed Breen and a host of celebrity bell ringers. Stop by the mall's front entrance Friday morning and make a donation to the Salvation Army and get a free donut and a cup of coffee. Our live broadcast is brought to you by Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Fortress Federal Credit Union, Abbey Flooring, Miller's Merry Manor, the Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, Marion General Hospital, Needham Story Wagner Funeral Service, Rolling Meadows Health and Rehab, and Doctors Bruner, Root, and Sneed. Help us kick off the Salvation Army bell ringing campaign. Join us live at Five Points Mall this Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. during Good Morning Grant County here on 1400 WBAT.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network, this is going to be a short segment as we're going to make room for our next guest here just after the bottom of the hour. Schaefer's Indiana Turf there in Fort Wayne. They're the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which may be limited, and all your snow removal needs this winter, including the top-of-the-line Ariens snow throw snow blowers. They also carry Gravely mowers. They're one of Indiana's largest Dixie chopper dealers. They even carry the Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them now, 260-489-3391. You can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne, or visit them 24/7 at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, Tom, our next guest, I really can't wait for this. I can't really say I've ever talked to an astronaut.
I tell you what, and I was just talking about this a little bit on the break here on the Balance Radio Network. Here's the thing. I have interviewed a lot of people over the years, and some of them have been pretty big guests. But I got to admit, this is one of the pinnacle guests I've ever had, and one of the most I don't get butterflies very often as far as excitement goes, but this is one of those times that I will remember for a long time. And it's really exciting to have here on 1400 WBAT and the Balance Radio Network across the United States, Ron Guerin, Colonel U.S. Air Force, retired NASA astronaut.
Let's do this, Tom. Let's go ahead and go to our break now so you can go ahead and make the call, get him online, and we'll get the news over with. When we come back, we'll have him on the line, and we will be talking to Ron Guerin. And we may even have a special phone caller, so be on the lookout during this segment, okay?
Sounds good.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hello, this is Gunner from the Ice House. Recently, as you know, my father, Steve Rosley, better known as the Iceman, passed away, leaving a big hole in our community. Some of our good friends spoke with Connie and myself about a scholarship fund in my dad's name at the Community Foundation. And since Dad touched so many lives of the people in the community of Marion, Connie and I can think of no better way to honor him than to create a fund that will carry on his tradition of giving back. If you'd like to participate, please make your donations out to the Community Foundation with Rosley in the memo line. We want to thank you in advance for your participation, and as my dad would always say, thank you, friends.
Did you know that pancreatic cancer is the fourth leading cause of cancer-related death? A mere 6% of those diagnosed will survive more than 5 years. However, Global Cure is working to reverse the trend and find a cure for pancreatic cancer in our lifetime. Through cutting-edge clinical trials, a dedicated team is getting closer to the cure, but they need your help in raising awareness and funding. Visit naturasperm.com/charity to find out how you can help.
You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pentecost.
$1,000 next year. The commissioners say they were able to get the same rates for 2012 because the county has reduced its number of claims in the past couple of years. I'm Ed Thurman. The 1400 WBAT forecast, partly cloudy and cold tonight with a low of 28. On Thursday, partly sunny, windy and cool, a high of 42. Thursday night, mostly clear and cold, low near 30. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 48. Then Saturday, cloudy, a slight chance of showers. Saturday's high 53. We're your connection for news, sports and information. 1400 WBAT.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Down the side,
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Now we're joined by Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. Tom, take it over for me, will you?
Well, Gary, it's always good to team up with you in simulcast here on the Balance Radio Network across the United States, and thanks to our facilitator of Blog Talk Radio. My name's Tom Marquis, and I'll tell you what, as it's always good, and you know, here on the Balance Radio Network, we get to talk to a lot of people, but nobody, I was talking about this in the break, I don't think nobody matches who we've got as our next guest. I hope I don't butcher your name, sir, but Ronald Guerin, did I say that right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Ronald Guerin, astronaut. Calling us from Lyndon B. Space Johnson Space Center down in Houston, Texas. And I tell you what, it's an honor, sir, to have you on the air with myself and Gary Snyder Show across the United States on the Balance Radio Network. And, you know, I guess we'll just dive right into it. You were a part of one of the most historic space missions of all time. I mean, I think that's right up there with a trip to the moon and all the other great space missions that the United States has been a part of. You were a part of the very last space shuttle mission. That's got to be something special.
Yeah, it was. You know, we realized that we were watching history unfold as we had that mission, and we, you know, it was bittersweet because, you know, we saw the end of a chapter in our history, but we also saw the opening of a new chapter, and so it was an exciting time.
Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. This is Gary Snyder here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hey,
you had several missions, and to see the space shuttle come to an end like this, you know, what was it like? Was it a sad day for you to see the shuttle program come to an end?
Yeah, no, it was a sad day, but it was a day filled with hope too. Like I said, you know, we saw the end of that chapter in our space history, which, you know, had the era of the space shuttle. But this new chapter, you know, really a new era, I think, is going to see the continued exploration of our solar system beyond Earth orbit. This is, you know, going to be the start of us taking steps to go back to the moon, to go to asteroids, to go on to Mars, and to explore the rest of the solar system. So it was a necessary step to be able to accomplish those things that we want to do in the future.
Well, let's talk about that. What are some of the things that NASA has planned for the future as far as your work and as far as their work? Obviously, their work doesn't stop, so what are some of the things that are going on in the future here?
Well, the big thing is going to be to utilize the space station. And we spent 10 years building this incredible orbiting research facility, 10 years in orbit. It was many years before we launched the first piece, but actually 10 years in orbit. And, you know, when that last shuttle came and went, you know, that signaled, if you will, the end of the construction period and the beginning of the full utilization. And the utilization of the space station means science, scientific research. And, you know, even though we were constructing the space station over the last 10 years, during that 10-year period, we conducted over 600 experiments. And these are experiments that not only will help us to go further in the exploration of space, they have a direct benefit to Earth, things like creating new materials, new medicines, understanding the human body better, understanding how to deal with illnesses better, how to create clean energy, clean water, how to, you know, clean methods to get rid of hazardous waste. The list goes on and on of all the things that we're working on the space station that will have a direct benefit to Earth.
When I told my son we were going to have an astronaut on, he just literally came out of his skin. He's 7 years old, and he's on the line right now, and he'd like to ask you a question or two, if you don't mind. Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have him yet. Well, let me ask you this. You know, going forward, and I'm sure you're asked this question all the time, and maybe if Gary gets on the line here, he can ask you, jump in and say something. But, you know, how cool was it to be an astronaut?
You know, Gary, I can hear your son on the line if he can hear me.
Gary, you want to say something to him?
How long have you been an astronaut?
Well, I've been an astronaut for a little over 10 years, and In that time, I've had three missions, two of them to space, and one actually to the bottom of the ocean. So I get to spend 18 days and 18 nights on the bottom of the ocean doing scientific research. And I flew on the Space Shuttle Discovery in 2008, and then I flew on a Russian rocket, actually, in 2011, where I spent 5.5 months on board the International Space Station.
Gary, you got any, you got one more question for him before we let you go, buddy?
Yeah. How long, have you been drinking Tang?
Have I been drinking Tang? Is that the question?
Yeah, that was his question. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we drink a lot of stuff that's like that. You know, the drinks that we have there, actually, we drink out of a bag. And in the bag is, you know, powdered, you know, tea or coffee or you know, sweet stuff that is like orange drink, et cetera. And we basically fill the bag up with water, mix it up, and stick a straw on it, and drink it. So that's how we drink things in space, because you can't put it in a glass because all the liquid would float out all over the place.
All right, Gary, tell him goodbye and thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Gary, it was great talking to you.
Thanks.
Hey, buddy.
Well, let me ask you this, Ron, and again, thanks for taking a few minutes there and speaking with my son. I'm sure he'll remember this most of his life. But I go back to my other question. How cool is it to be an astronaut?
Oh, obviously it's an amazing job. You know, it was incredible to live and work on a space station. And when I went there in 2008, I was kind of a visitor. But in 2011, you know, that became my home. I had the opportunity to do four different spacewalks over my missions, and that's always incredible to be out there in the vacuum of space. It's just absolutely amazing to look down the Earth. It's hard to describe the things that you can see. You know, you could look down and see that line that separates daytime from night slowly march across the Earth, and, you know, you always think about the stark difference in human activity on either side of that line. You know, as the sun sets, you see these long shadows cast across the horizon from thunderstorms, and then when the sun sets, you sit there and watch, or float there and watch as the Earth comes alive with the city, you know, the lights of the cities and the towns, and there's auroras, you know, lightning storms at night is just spectacular. It's like paparazzi with all the different, you know, the flashes going off. I've seen and photographed actually meteors passing through the atmosphere below us. So it's just, you know, the sights are just incredible. And the freedom that you have up there, if you want to go from one place to the other, you just push off with a finger and you're flying, you know, flying together part of the system, which makes our commute to work a lot of fun every day. And so it's just it's a really amazing place to live and work.
Now, Ron, again, we're talking to Ron Guerin from NASA, astronaut on the last space shuttle mission. And we were talking a little bit before little Gary called and about what's going on in the future. And, you know, I know Mars is a big focus point. Is Mars the next moon for the United States?
Well, you know, I don't think we've fully decided, you know, what that next target will be. What we have decided, the direction that we're going in, is, you know, we want to be able to turn over operations in low Earth orbit to commercial enterprises. The big government space agencies, you know, what we are best designed to do is to push that envelope to see what's over the next hill, to go, you know, further than we've gone before. And in order to do that, you know, things in Earth orbit have to become routine. So I'm hoping that, you know, in a not very long from now, that, you know, flying in space in Earth orbit is like flying on an airplane, where, you know, we've got, you know, a lot of commercial activities going on, a lot of opportunity for other people to do it as well. And, you know, NASA and the European Space Agency and the Japanese Space Agency and the Russian Space Agency, you know, all these other entities are better suited to, you know, push further and further and to go on. So there's a lot of reasons, and my personal belief is there's a lot of reasons to go back to the moon. There's enough energy on the moon to power the planet for centuries. There's a lot of scientific reasons for going back to the moon, commercial reasons. The same thing for asteroids. And, you know, obviously we want to see if there's life elsewhere in the solar system, and Mars would be a good place to stop and look for that.
Now, tell us a little bit about life on the space station. You know, we kind of think about when we think about the space station, we kind of think about the Starship Enterprise and that sort of thing comes to mind. Obviously, through science fiction here, that's brought to life in the movies. Is it anything like that at all? What's life like on the space station?
Well, it's definitely a different existence than living on the Earth. The space station is enormous. It's bigger than a football field. And so you've got this enormous orbiting facility that travels around the Earth once every 90 minutes. So it's traveling. This whole big, giant, million-pound structure, you know, over a million-pound structure, is traveling at 5 miles a second. And so it's just, you know, amazing to be, you know, looking down at the Earth and seeing all those things I described, to be working in zero gravity, but also to, you know, I think a bigger part of how, you know, that what makes it rewarding is the fact that we're working with this giant team from people all around the world, control centers all around the world, and we're doing that for the benefit of humanity, for, you know, the science that we're doing. And it's just really neat to, you know, go, you know, commute to work by flying. You get to your experiment that you're working on, and you might be talking to Japan, or you might be talking to Russia, or somebody in Germany, and you're you know, all in this together, all working for the common goal of making life better on Earth and increasing our ability to explore the solar system.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you grow up wanting to be an astronaut? And if so, or if not, how did you, become an astronaut?
Well, I didn't want to become an astronaut my entire life. It was only since I was about six. So that was maybe six and a half when I watched the first moon landing. And that was something that I wanted my entire life. I think I kind of lost sight of that goal, though, when I was in high school, because it was after Skylab. It was before the shuttle. And, you know, from some kid from New York, you know, we didn't have a space program. And it wasn't until I was a sophomore in college when I saw the first space shuttle land that I realized, wow, we do have a program. And the very next day, I went to my advisor and I started enrolling in math and science courses, which I think is a pretty good testament of the ability of the space program to motivate kids to study math and science. So, and then it was, you know, basically worked the rest of my adult life for that goal of becoming an astronaut, and I was selected in the year 2000.
Now, Ron, let's talk about some of the more heavier concerns, obviously, that NASA has. It's awesome to go to space. Obviously, every kid around thinks about going to space, and you are a part of that. But you also know the dark side of that, and that's how we're going to pay for it. United States, how are they going to fund, especially in today's economy and the things that are going on? What are some of the things that are on the table to keep funding alive for NASA?
Well, I think the first thing to realize, well, there's a couple things to realize. One is that NASA is a very, very small part of our budget. It's less than 1%. And the other thing is, you know, we don't spend any money in space. All the money that gets spent in the space program gets spent on Earth, and most of that is to create, you know, high-tech, high-skill-type jobs and to keep our technical edge alive. And I think the biggest thing to think about, though, is that, you know, we're not just throwing money down the hole. This is an incredible investment in our future, and from many different aspects. Our future, because of the effect it has on education, the increased technical capability of our nation through what comes through the space program. Obviously, the experiments that we're doing and the research we're doing will make life better, not only for America, but for the whole world, with improved medicines, materials, and energy, and et cetera. So, you know, I think it's an investment that we can't afford not to make. I think it's critically important for the future of our planet and the future of our country that we continue exploring, we continue pushing the envelope. There's experiments that is conducted on board the International Space Station that we can't conduct anywhere on Earth. There's not a laboratory on Earth that can simulate the environment that's on the space station. It's an absolutely critical link in us being able to progress as a species, really.
Well, Ron, let me ask you this before we have to let you go here. A lot of NASA, they are, contracting out a lot of the space shuttle, a lot of the space program now to private contractors. As an astronaut, does that raise any concern for you about safety or technology or anything like that?
No, I mean, NASA is not going to allow its astronauts to fly on a vehicle that hasn't been proven to be safe. What what's important about this whole thing is, though, is what it enables us to do. By removing, you know, the government part of going to low Earth orbit, you know, that frees up the government to go beyond low Earth orbit. And that is the objective for basically turning over these operations to commercial activities.
Now, Ron, one other question that I might have. Well, how realistic is it? Obviously, we looked at, sorry, the name escapes me, the guy that owned Virgin Records who built a spaceship or wanted to build a spaceship. How realistic is it for the private enterprise and the private sector to build spacecrafts and actually take people like myself and Gary, if we can pay the tab, to go to outer space?
Well, there's a good reason why there's only three nations on Earth right now that can launch. Actually two now. Now that we retired the space shuttle, two nations on Earth that can launch, have the capability today to launch humans into space. The reason for that is because it's really, really hard to do. And you need to separate. There are commercial activities that are trying to bring cargo and to bring people into orbit, which is an order of magnitude more difficult than to just fly a ballistic flight, you know, touch the edge of space and then basically fall back down to Earth. And so some of these outfits, like Richard Branson's program, is going to do what's called a ballistic flight, where it just touches space. They have a brief period of time of weightlessness. They'll get an incredible view as they're coming down, but then they come back down really quickly. So that the energy that's required to do that is significantly less than it is to get to orbit. And it's a whole other problem to get to orbit and to stay in orbit. But there are commercial activities that are trying to do that. And I think we're on the verge. You know, if we didn't think it was possible to do that, we wouldn't have basically counted on these commercial activities to bring our astronauts into space for the near term. So I think there's a very good chance that they'll be successful. You know, we're kind of counting on them to be successful. And, you know, we've got some really good companies out there and some really good technology that's coming to bear.
All right, last question for you, Ron, and this is probably the toughest. You spend a lot of time in space, and, you know, we are notorious for waking you guys up on TV, up on the space shuttle. What song was your favorite when you were woken up on the space shuttle or the space station?
Wow, that is a tough question. On the space station, since I was up there for 164 days, they didn't ship up 164 wake up songs. So my alarm clock was my wake up when I was on a space when I was just on a space station mission. But on my shuttle mission, I had two wake up songs. One was All Because of You by U2, and the other one was Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. So and both were selected by my family. So you know, those are very special to me. And, you know, it's interesting when we're on the launch pad, though, what we do have on the launch pad in Kazakhstan in the Russian rocket, they right before launch, they pipe in some music. And there were some great songs there, too, including One by U2. I thought that was really neat to be strapped to the rocket on the launch pad listening to that song. It was a great song.
Well, we're finishing up here with a colonel, a retired U.S. Air Force, a retired colonel, Ronald Guerin, a NASA astronaut on the last space mission. I tell you what, Ron, what an honor it was to have you. You're certainly a pinnacle of my career in radio to talk to someone like you, and especially someone that experienced what you experienced. And, you know, I do a lot of interviews, and I try to ask the most in-depth questions, but sometimes I miss a few. Is there anything that we missed that you'd like for our listeners to know about you in NASA?
Well, I mean, one of the big things that I wanted to do with my mission was to use, you know, this view of the Earth to inspire people to go out and make a difference and to make the world a better place. And it was, you know, it's hard to describe what it looks like when you see our planet just out there hanging in the blackness of space. And, you know, I really got the feeling, especially when I was out on my spacewalks, that, you know, we're all kind of riding on this spacecraft called Earth through the universe together. And, you know, you really get a feeling that, you know, we're all in this together, we're all interconnected, and, you know, it makes a lot of the problems that we face on the planet seem kind of trivial, and that, you know, we should be able to rise above that and to all work together. So, you know, that's something. I have a website called FragileOasis.org that we put together with NASA to try and share this experience. And so, you know, just that's kind of, it's, it's hard not to be inspired by that, and I have an obligation and a responsibility, I think, to share that experience with as many people as I can, and hopefully they would be inspired to make a difference.
Well, hey, Ron, I have one last thing. We'll let you go. I know you're on Twitter. Is there any way I can get a follow from an astronaut on Twitter?
Oh, you betcha. Is this Gary or Tom?
This is Gary, and I am Gary Snyder's show on Twitter. I followed you last night. If I could get a follow, that would be awesome.
All right, I'll look for that. Hey, you know, I've lost 2,000 followers since I came back to Earth. So I guess it's not as popular when you're not tweeting from space. When you're tweeting from Houston, I guess it's not as exciting. But you may not want me to follow you. I don't know if you want to be associated with somebody who loses 2,000 followers in a few weeks. But I certainly, you betcha, guys.
All right, thank you very much. Ron Guerin from NASA.
All right, you've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
There's a dream only you can dream.
What a great interview that was.
Modern technology, I tell you what, and able to link up with an astronaut. I feel like a little kid again, and we're going to be joining back up for the final segment of the show on 1400 WBAT. For the final 2 minutes of the show and the final wrap-up. We get back, we are going to jump into hour number two, as was heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion. My name is Tom Mark with El Presidente, and you know what? Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a part of an awesome interview.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive 2 extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with 2 free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-701-6178. That's 1-800-701-6178.
If you're in farming, now is the time to see your accountant before the holidays and the end of the year. Supply issues have driven prices way up, driving income up and tax liabilities. It might be smart to consider income averaging over the past 3 seasons and some year-end purchases to secure input costs or year-end marketing of crops on hand. Talk to your banker, farm manager, or local CPA for your best strategy. But do it now. This Farm News Update is brought to you by Ram Trucks.
Ram Heavy Duty doesn't just work hard during growing season. It gives 100% all year long. Its available 6.7-liter Cummins high-output turbo diesel engine delivers up to 22,750 pounds of towing capability. So whether it's the start of the workday or a well-deserved night out, Ram Heavy Duty is the ultimate farmhand. Gus, glory, Ram. When properly equipped, Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
We're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. How cool was that?
Dude,
I'll get back to Tom here in a second. Winter is rapidly approaching and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today at 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. Tom, that was pretty cool.
I tell you what, that's a home run in my book. That, you know, you get to interview a lot of people, but some go down as memorable that you'll remember forever, and he's one of those interviews, and I felt like a little kid talking to him. I felt like your kid. That was
great. And I did too, and just for the record, he just followed me on Twitter.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to have to follow him on Twitter here in just a minute. Ooh, that's fantastic.
All right, Tom, we've got to close things up here. Where can people find your work, and what else you got going on in about 20 seconds here?
Well, right here on the Balanced Radio Network. Stay tuned. We're going to air hour number two, as it was heard, on 1400 WBAT in Marion across the United States. And then, obviously, you can find us online, www.thebalanceonline.com, or follow me on Twitter, capital T and Balance, or on Facebook, just search The Balance.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I want to thank all of our guests today. Chuck Farr, former Navy SEAL, author of SEAL Target Geronimo, State Senator Jim Banks, Tom Peters, and, of course, astronaut Ron Garin. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Me, me.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a didn't you?
That's all, folks.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you guys could be a part of the interview that we just had with Colonel Ronald Garin, a NASA astronaut, retired U.S. Air Force colonel. Amazing interview, and we're going to have it up on the websites, obviously, www.thebalanceonline.com and GaryLSnyderShow.com. Fantastic, fantastic interview. And, you know, not every day do you get a chance to talk to an astronaut. And, you know, I felt like a little kid, and it was just awesome that he took some time to talk to little Gary and talk with him a little bit about his trip to space. And, you know, I'm sure that that's something that he's going to remember his entire life. And so, you know, what we're going to do now, though, is we're going to go right into hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT. Now, here's the thing. One of a good interview that I was a part of in the house. about a half hour from now at the 6:30 Eastern mark, you're going to hear an interview that we did with Tom Peters, Director of Design and Exteriors for the Camaro ZL1 for General Motors. It talks about the new cars and the car shows out there in L.A. The L.A. Car Show kicks it off. Fantastic interview that we had with him. And then a little bit of Colts talk as well. So, you know, and we will have that interview with Ron Guerin up on the website on www.garylsnyder.com. And on thebalanceonline.com, and of course on our various different social media outlets. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We're going to talk to you guys tomorrow. That concludes the live portion of our show tonight. And, you know, it's always great to have you, our fan, with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Hour number two coming up right now, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion, Indiana.
Huntington's favorite radio personality, Gary Snyder, is here on 1400 WBAT Marion.
All right, this is Scott Abbott, Murder in the City.
If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such a plenty, no need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, things that I think of, no need to get over along.
All right, we're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our next guest, I've got to tell you about Barry Bunker Chevrolet, like you didn't already know. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your hometown Chevy and used car dealership. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car truck you are looking for at the price no one will beat. When I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory, and most importantly, deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated. There shouldn't be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call Barry. He's waiting, you know, saying, you know. We'll get to that in a minute anyway. All right, 866-466-1956. You can visit him at barrybunker.com. Or just head on over to the dealership at 1307 North Wabash Avenue in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. Now, I should not have to say this because you all know it, but here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. Now, if you cannot remember that, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Literally, the center of the political and sports universe on the internet. I'm not lying, literally. Where all of our sponsors are only a click away, including Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, my next guest, and let me preface this by saying I've had a lot of very interesting and famous people on this show. Don Rumsfeld, George Shultz, Lou Holtz, Fred Thompson, Jack Abramoff. The list goes on and on, but this guy, none compare to this guy. He is your state senator here in Marion. Jim Banks, welcome.
Great to be with you, Gary. Not sure how I feel about my name being used in the same line as Jack Abramoff, but it's always an honor and privilege to be on your show.
Well, I did say interesting and famous, so infamous, I guess. But, no, he was a very interesting interview yesterday, and
It just kind of makes you sick to your stomach listening to it about some of the things that happen in our political system.
I look forward to reading his book, actually.
All right, Jim. Well, let's start by saying you are joining the likes of Brian Howie, Abdul, Abby Phillip, Lieutenant Justin Faw. I know I'm leaving someone else out. As a weekly contributor to the Gary Snyder Show, you'll be appearing this time every Wednesday. So welcome.
Thank you. I look forward to doing that. I listen to your show often, and it's a good opportunity to give updates to my constituents in the Marion area, which, Gary, as you know, is much more of a significant part of the 17th Senate District than when I ran a year and a half ago. After redistricting, my district was redrawn to include the entire city of Marion, which now makes it the major population center of my district. And your radio show is as good as anywhere to get the word out about what in the world we are doing at the State House. So thanks for the opportunity. Look forward to joining you every week.
Well, let's talk about that. What is going on at the State House? What is Senator Jim Banks up to getting ready to head into the legislative session in January?
Well, it's hard to believe that we're already talking about that. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago that we wrapped up the legislative session at the end of April, and this summer and fall have just flown by. Here we are 6 weeks away from the beginning of the session in 2012. Organization Day is next Tuesday, November 22nd. We'll go back to the State House, and that's the official kickoff of the next session. Organization Day is the day that the legislators get together and find out everything from where we are going to sit on the floor of the Senate or the House to which committees will be reassigned to for the session, and different, much more boring aspects of the job on top of that. But it is the kickoff, and from there we'll begin to file the bills that will be heard during the session. And I'm working on a number of different issues that I introduced last year, like eliminating the Indiana's inheritance tax and introducing bills to reform our legal system, as well as a number of issues dealing with higher education and K-12 education reform to continue to make Indiana's education system as good as it can possibly be. We have a long ways to go. But the issue that's getting a lot of publicity these days is this animal called the right to work issue. I read the Chronicle Tribune every day. I get it in the mail, so it comes to me a day late. But there have been a number of articles printed in the local paper about that issue. Marion, of course, being a town that's full of a lot of union businesses and a lot of union members, so it's an emotional issue for communities like cities like Marion, but it's an issue that I believe if we pass it, will create real economic growth for Indiana, and that's what a panel over the summer recommended that we do, and I expect that to be the hottest issue of the session.
Let's talk about that. For those of our listeners that aren't familiar with right-to-work legislation, why don't you explain it real quick to us?
The easiest way that I can explain it is when I was a teenager, I applied for a job at Kroger's in Columbia City. I didn't know before I applied for that job that Kroger's is a union grocery store. So when I was offered a job to go to work at Kroger's, it was explained to me that in order to work at Kroger's, I would have to pay union dues. That was a mandatory aspect of working there. I decided against working at Kroger's and went on to work for the local hot dog stand, which was a much more enjoyable experience, I'm sure. I spent four summers cooking hot dogs and at a little drive-in hot dog stand in Columbia City where I live today. And but if I would have worked at Kroger's, it would have those union dues would have been taken out of my paycheck as a mandatory obligation of working for a company like Kroger's. A right-to-work law would change that paradigm. You can't no longer could a company in Indiana force you to, or the union, frankly, force you to pay those union dues, that would be a decision that you would make personally rather than that decision being forced upon you as an employee. That's the simple explanation of what a right to work law would do. Companies like Dana and Marion, which is a union company, UAW workers, if an employee at Dana decides that the union provides them a benefit, then they can choose to become a member of the union, or they could choose not to. It would be individual choice, an employee's choice. The reason that that's important, Gary, is that companies look at moving or expanding in Indiana. They decide not to on a regular basis because of that simple provision. They're worried that if they move, Harley-Davidson is probably the most noteworthy example that I've seen accounts published in newspapers in our state, that they decided not to open a plant in Indiana because they were worried that if they would open a plant, the unions would unionize their facilities, and rather than go through the obstacles that would occur from that, they decided to move on to different states in the South, like Alabama and other states that have right-to-work laws, and open their businesses there.
Hey, Jim, can you hold on to a quick break?
Sure.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400. WBAT.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
We are asking for your help in making Christmas brighter for kids in Grant County. This is Sheriff Daryl Heimlich. Won't you please give to our chaplaincy drive?
And this is Chaplain Daryl Smith with the Grant County Sheriff's Chaplaincy Department. You can put a smile on the face of these kids that might go without Christmas this year. Look for us this Friday and Saturday.
Sheriff's deputies and volunteers will be out collecting Friday and Saturday to help the Sheriff's Department gifts for kids funds. This Friday and Saturday, look for the crews, slow down, and please give.
Please be generous and give what you can. Thank you so much.
The Sheriff's Gifts for Kids Drive is brought to you by Dr. Bruner, Dr. Root, and Dr. Sneed, the Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, Rolling Meadows Health and Rehab, Abbey Carpet, Fortress Federal Credit Union, Marion General Hospital, Needham Story Wapner Funeral Homes, and Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV. Please give what you can.
Here is important news for people covered by Medicare from the Indiana Department of Insurance. As many of you know, Medicare can be quite confusing, especially with all the recent changes, like the new open enrollment periods going on now and ending on December 7th. You have a lot of choices to choose from for your Medicare prescription and health coverage. It's easy to become overwhelmed, and that's why Indiana offers you convenient resources to better understand your Medicare options. If you have questions, you can talk to a live Indiana State Health Insurance Assistance Program counselor by calling 800-452-4800 or set up an appointment to meet one of our SHIP counselors at over 100 locations throughout Indiana. Open enrollment is different this year and runs from October 15th through December 7th. And remember, this is your only chance to change your drug and health coverage for 2012. Whether you're dealing with Medicare or you're a caregiver for someone with Medicare, we're here to help.
Hey, 12-year-old Martinsville boy.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Burning things.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to our guest, State Senator Jim Banks, a couple things I got to clear up here first. First of all, you heard the Anytime Fitness Marion ad. Keep in mind four things. Number one, Anytime Fitness Marion, located next to Marsh North. Memberships start at less than $1 a day. Can't beat that. Makes it even better. Except you go in, you mention my name or the show's name, and you don't even have to do it in a good way. You'll get 2 free months on top of that one-year membership. Number three, Anytime Fitness Marion. You can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, your Anytime Fitness Marion membership lets you work out 24/7. Choose to work out on your schedule, not your gym's. Keep in mind, they are the only fitness place open 24 hours a day. All right, Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter. I cut that out, didn't I? Including the top-of-the-line Ariens snow throw snow blowers. Keep in mind, they also carry Gravely, Hustler, and Dixie Chopper mowers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929. And if you're doing the math, yep, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They carry all the top brands, Ariens snow throw snow blowers, Gravely and Hustler mowers. They're one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. They even carry the Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers. One thing to remember, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is, Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call them now. Ryan's waiting. 489-3391. Again, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. Or, of course, you can always visit them 24/7 at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. If you can't remember all that, all you really need to remember, GaryLSnyder.com, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. All right, we're joined by State Senator Jim Banks. All right, Jim, let me ask you this, because last year a point of contention in the Indiana General Assembly had to do with right-to-work legislation, among other things, and it caused the Democrats scurrying off to Illinois to avoid presenting a quorum in the Indiana legislature and the Indiana General Assembly. Thus, right-to-work legislation did not get off the ground. What makes you think that it will be any different this year?
Two things, Gary. That's a good point. The Democrats last year did walk out. Their excuse for walking out was this right-to-work issue. It was raised in committee. It was passed out of committee. And immediately upon its passage out of committee, the Democrats triggered their walkout. There was a provision that was a part of the budget bill that we passed this past session that would stiffen the penalties for such a walkout. If a legislator leaves or is not in their seat for 3 consecutive session days, the provision would institute a $1,000 a day fine, which is much heftier than the penalties that were instituted before. But secondly, and I think even more important than that, the political capital that the Democrats spent on that walkout, I believe, is much more costlier than what they even realize today. We'll see evidence of that in next year's November elections. I believe that voters in Indiana are still ticked off about the walkout. They will be reminded of that, I'm sure, in a number of the races across the state, that voters, legislators, left the state of Indiana rather than do what they were supposed to do and debate the issues at the state house and on the floor of the House and the Senate. I don't see it happening again. I think they learned a lot of lessons from that. In fact, I've talked to a number of my Democrat colleagues on the House side who walked out that said that they would never do that again. They were pressured to do that by their leadership, and they realize now, after going home and listening to people in their district, that it was a huge mistake. I believe that while they will passionately debate and oppose issues like right to work, the Democrats, that is, I think that they will be in their seat and will do what they were elected to do and debate the issues and at the end of the day vote however they believe is the right vote for their district. But at the end of the day, I believe a right to work law will pass and it will be a good thing for Indiana.
Well, obviously, I have my ear, I have the ear of people like Brian Howie and Abdul who seem to think that the Democrats may try something like this in kind of like a split effort, basically to make sure that they're there just long enough not to get the fine. Does that concern you at all?
Well, you know, that's possible. Again, 3 days in a row, so I suppose they, you know, part of their group to leave one day and part of them leave another. But if you remember, there was one Democrat who stuck around and refused to walk out, a conservative Democrat from southern Indiana. We're talking about the House Democrats. The Democrats in the Senate didn't join them. There are a couple of reasons why, but they didn't join their House colleagues in walking out. I don't think that they can get the number of Democrats to walk out like they did this past session. I believe that there are Democrats who regret it enough, have even said publicly that they won't do that again, that it was a bad move for their caucus. They would have to get, you know, it takes two-thirds of the 100 members of the House to reach a quorum to vote. I'm not very good at math, Gary, but I think that would be 67 members of the House, and there's a 60 majority. Majority of the Republicans, 60-seat majority, so that means that, and you figure in the one that refused to walk out, that means that you just need a few more of those Democrats to say that they refuse to leave the state as well. It'd be very hard for them to pull it off again.
Last question for you, Jim, and we need to wrap this up, but in about a minute or so, tell me, one of the pieces of legislation that I watched closely last year had to do with members of, I guess, employees of the city serving on city councils and members of the city or county council also working for the county that would prohibit that. That failed in committee last year. Is that a possibility to come back up this year?
Not only is it a possibility, I think it's very likely that that issue will receive a hearing, will be passed in some form. Remember that was one of the recommendations of the so-called Kernan Shepherd report. And so far, none of the Kernan Shepherd report has been passed in any form. This next session will be Governor Daniel's final legislative session, his eighth legislative session. I know that he's pretty passionate about getting something passed out of those recommendations as part of his agenda. And I think that might be the easiest bill that he could pass, that and a bill that would deal with conflicts of interest. That would be the conflict of interest aspect, and then one to deal with nepotism issues. I think those are two that might have the most likelihood of being passed out of the Kernan Shepherd report. And although I believe all of those issues will be reintroduced, the elimination of township trustees, the consolidation of a number of local offices, But those issues were raised and killed in the last legislative session. I think a number of them will be killed again.
All right, Jim, real quick, where can people find you if they need to get a hold of you?
Well, I'm not hard to find. You can, of course, go to my website, jimbanks.us. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, just by simply searching my name and trying to be as accessible as I can. So look forward to hearing from your listeners and look forward to being back with you next Wednesday.
Well, hey, Jim, we look forward to having you on a weekly basis here.
Take care.
Jim Banks, state senator here for the Marion area in Huntington, going all the way up into Whitley County. They'll be joining us each week at this time, every Wednesday at 4:07. Look forward to it. All right, quick break. When we come back, Tom Marquis, from host of The Balance, and my co-host, and Tom Peters, director of design exteriors for the Camaro ZL1 as the Los Angeles Car Show kicks off. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Behind every future Indiana doctor, astronaut, and engineer is an inspiring teacher. The Woodrow Wilson Indiana Teaching Fellowship offers $30,000 for you to complete a master's degree and teach in a high-need urban or rural school. Indiana students need you. Change your world by changing theirs. Teach. Learn more online at woodrowindiana.org. woodrowindiana.org.
Stop by Rebels Pub after the game tonight and meet Coach Billy Shepherd. Wear your purple and gold and show your team spirit. It's all happening at Rebels, 515 North Washington, tonight. Be a Giant!
United Giving provides an opportunity for an entire community to share in making a difference for those in need. Thanks to United Way, Family Service Society is able to provide safe shelter, parent education for young moms, and therapy for a child recovering from abuse. I am thankful to say that 100% of the Family Service Society team participates in the United Way campaign. I'm Connie Rose, the Executive Director at Family Service. Won't you please join the team today?
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-917-1208 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-917-1208. That's 800-917-1208. Again, 800-917-1208. Shipping and processing fees apply.
You have me, the radio guy. You have David Pennicuff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune. Then you have Ed Breen, the newspaper guy who has become a radio guy. Throw us all into a room at the same time with three microphones, and what do you get? Well, either this or CT Talks. Join us and call us the third Friday of each month for CT Talks on 1400 WBAT. Ed Breen, David Pennicuff, and me, Tim George. On WBAT, we keep you informed.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Ed Thurman with WBAT News. Huntington County authorities say a deer hunter died last weekend of natural causes and not from falling out of a deer stand. An autopsy revealed that 52-year-old Danny Novinger of New Haven died as the result of a pre-existing heart condition. He was found below a deer stand near Roanoke late last Saturday morning. Officials first believe Novinger died as the result of a fall, but the autopsy revealed his death was due to the heart condition. If you want to quit smoking, then Thursday is the day to start. Tomorrow is the American Cancer Society's 36th annual Great American Smokeout. Medical experts say quitting is vital to your health and that of your children. In Indiana, more than 21% of the population smokes, which is above the national average. But statistics show Grant County's smoking rate is above 25%. And Jenilee Veenkamp of the Grant County Tobacco Coalition says Grant County has a very high percentage of pregnant women who smoke. She says that can mean hard times ahead for the unborn baby.
One of the biggest problems is there's a reduced amount of oxygen that reaches the baby, and so a lot of things are kind of stunted with growth, and so one of the biggest problems is babies are born underweight, which is just like the first cause of a lot of different medical problems that they could have.
And studies show that children whose parents smoke are far more likely to smoke themselves when they become an adult. Grant County employees will have the same health insurance coverage in 2012 as they did this year and at about the same cost. The county commissioners yesterday renewed the county's health insurance policy to cover county workers at a cost of $4.3 million, but that's about the same cost as this year. The commissioners did accept a reinsurance plan that will save the county some $23,000 next year. The commissioners said they were able to get the same rates for 2012 because the county has reduced its number of claims in the past couple of years. I'm Ed Thurman. The 1400 WBAT forecast, partly cloudy and cold tonight with a low of 28. On Thursday, partly sunny, windy and cool, a high of 42. Thursday night, mostly clear and cold, low near 30. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 48. Then Saturday, cloudy, a slight chance of showers. Saturday's high, 53. We're your connection for news, sports and information. 1400 WBAT.
Hey guys, this is Tony Kanaan, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, the best in town.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Don't worry, everything is going to be all right. I promise. All right, before we get to our guest and co-host, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right, Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FFC, and that is on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week, and they are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with a mini bean drop and hook. So if you are looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, Ray is waiting for your call. Do it at 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. If you can't remember all that, all you really need to remember, exactly, GaryLSnyder.com, the center of the political and sports internet universe, where all of our sponsors are just a click away. Joining us now, we'll start with co-host of the show from this time till 6, Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
Happy Hump Day, America.
And also joining us, and this is really cool because the L.A. Car Show kicks off here real soon. So we have someone from GM. His name is Tom Peters. He is Director of Design Exteriors for the Camaro ZL1 for GM. Tom, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, before we get into what GM has to offer and the car show and all that, how cool is it to work on the new Camaros?
You know, it's very cool, and I'm asked that a lot. I got to tell you, to me, probably the biggest reward is, you know, it's a car. It just makes people smile. So to me, that's what's cool about it.
Plus, it was Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, do you actually own and drive a Camaro?
Yeah, I have a 69 Camaro that I've had. Again, I've always wanted one as a kid. I used to draw them. That's why I'm in the business, because I was talking a few minutes ago with a guy that in junior high in the Minneapolis area, I used to draw the Ed Big Daddy Roth cars with the big tires and the fire coming out and the hairy arm coming out shifting it. Yeah, I used to do all the new cars like that, and then I did one of Camaro, actually. And I've just loved cars ever since. That's how I kind of taught myself how to draw, and was fortunate enough to track through school and found my way through Art Center and then to General Motors, and the rest is kind of history. But I work with a very talented team to develop these vehicles.
Well, let's move in. Most people think of this as the holiday season. You people in the car business, this is the start, the kickoff, if you will, of the car shows, starting with the Los Angeles Car Show. What's GM have happening at the Los Angeles Car Show?
From my perspective, I've been here just a short while. I mean, to me, we were just talking earlier this morning. I can't think of it. I've been with General Motors coming up on 30 years now, and I can't think of a time we've had a larger, more diverse array of vehicles, just excellent vehicles from, you know, the Volt. They just introduced a new XTS Cadillac sedan. In the Chevy stand with, you know, I'm obviously most familiar with the Corvettes and Camaros, you know, the ZR1 Corvette. Shortly we'll be introducing, as you mentioned, the ZL1 convertible version of the Camaro. We even have a kind of a joint development with a very special version Camaro that was done with Mattel as a Hot Wheel. And I will tell you, that car looks like a giant chrome green Hot Wheel. So you look around, and you've got the Chevy Spark, just an incredible wide range of vehicles, and not to mention the trucks also. I mean, I can't think of a company that has a more diverse lineup of very serious vehicles, but also a lot of fun, exciting vehicles. Because to me, I think that's what's very important too. Vehicles are meant to fulfill a very serious purpose, but at the same time, there's lots of opportunity for fun and excitement and just the exhilaration of driving. So that's where I'm at.
Well, hey Tom, can I ask you a favor to maybe speak up a little bit? I know we're having a little trouble hearing you here, and if you could just speak up or get a little closer to the phone for us, that would be awesome.
I'm right on the microphone right now.
I appreciate it. All right, Tom, you have a question for Tom? I know that gets confusing.
Tom, navigation, speaking of cars. Now, I tell you what, I've always been a huge Camaro fan, and I love Camaros, but all the way back from the classic Camaros, back when I had one of my first cars back in high school was a Camaro Z28. So
yeah.
It is awesome to see the new Camaros out. Now, tell us I guess what I'd be most intrigued about is Camaros kind of went away for a long time, and then they made a comeback. Was that more for marketing reasons, or was it just for the new designs, or what was the comeback reason?
I think the initial decision at a high level was kind of seeing where the market trends were. For whatever reason, there wasn't a business case that really supported continuing the Camaro at the time, but I'll tell you, to be frank, you know, the Mustang continued, and that, watching how that developed and to how the economy came around and the diverse level of the market, and there was just, again, I think an appetite for these fun-type expressive vehicles in many ways have a timeless appeal. Again, all of us can remember as kids that are old enough when those first cars came out, how wonderful they were, and I think there was just a timeless appeal. And it surfaced again. And I think the other thing too that is important to note is these are purchases of passion. It's difficult to chart these cars from a practical standpoint, but from an emotional level, they're incredibly important and really resonate with a passionate customer. And I think that's why Ed Welburn, who's current vice president of design, said, hey, you know what, it's time to bring back the Camaro. And I think it was born out of his passion and understanding of that market that the time was right.
Now, as someone who goes to these car shows, you're at the Los Angeles car show. That's kicking off now. You know, what's it like to be able to go to all of these car shows across the U.S., if you will, and not only see the cars that are coming out, like the Camaro and the designs, but some of the concept cars that GM and some of the other brands have?
To me, I think that is incredibly exciting, and that's a very good question, because these automobile shows are important to show new product, what's current, if there are any upgrades, new trends, and these concept cars, just as the Camaro had done initially, is you really are able to test the feedback and the response to the public at large, potential customers, media, just a wide range of people in a real setting where they can actually see the car physically. You can gauge a lot by that. I can tell you that the Camaro decision to go forward into production was done primarily because of the reception that it received to the concept car we did. So to see all these different concepts is incredibly inspiring to, I think, all of us in the automotive industry when something innovative comes out, because that's a great test bed, a great way to expose to a wide audience a lot of innovative features, technologies, just styling trends and how they all come together. To me, that's incredibly important and exciting for, I can tell you, for designers specifically.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, you guys got to love Hawaii 5-0 right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've only seen a short part of that episode, but that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I tell you what, I've always liked how Camaros Camaro the car has embodied movies, media. Obviously, we think back to the Rockford Files and so forth. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the marketing plan, or do you just come up with a new design, put it out on the market, and those particular buyers and people approach you, or do you guys approach them with the idea and the concept before launching it to the public?
That's another great question. To me, I think it's a combination of those. Some of it, there is active marketing strategies to partner with different entertainment venues that kind of communicate our values and what these cars are about character-wise. But I think, again, in the case of the current Camaro, that car seems to inspire a lot of different ways to apply it, whether it's just a small custom shop or an individual that wants to personalize the vehicle. But I think a lot of these production companies, whether it's TV or movies, they see this car as an exciting statement, and it, you know, I think they capture what we tried to incorporate in Camaro, is that it's more than just a machine, it's a personality. So I think, and I think the Transformers movie is an excellent example of that. It becomes an individual, you know, it's a very strong personality, it's graphic, it makes for great imagery, and with a personality. So I think it's, to answer your question, both ways. We contact folks, but they come to us and say, hey, you know, we got to have that car in our show or our movie. I've experienced that.
You know, I always found it interesting how the Autobots could only find a Chevy dealership to transform into, and the other side, they seem to have found the National Defense Depository. And you mentioned the Transformers. Every time my son sees a yellow yellow Camaro now, it's Bumblebee. My next question for you here is, with gas prices so high, you know, and the Camaro being known for a muscle car, how do you, draw the line between having a muscle car and gas mileage?
Well, I think you don't really have to draw a line one way or the other. I think the strategy from the get-go on the Camaro was to have a spectrum. And, you know, in fact, I saw it, I forget what it was. It was like a small SUV, and they were going, wow, this thing gets 28 miles per gallon. That's pretty cool. I forget. It wasn't a GM brand. I just saw it in passing on the TV. And I go, wow, you know, the V6 Camaro gets, you know, 30 miles per gallon. So you can have your range there. To me, I think that's pretty incredible for a car like that, and having a vehicle that stylish and that sporty. And, of course, you can go up to a higher horsepower that, for, you know, relatively it's efficient, but obviously not as much as a V6 getting 30 miles per gallon. But I think people evaluate that, and they make decisions on their purchases based on that. I think people reprioritize what's the value of the level of experience they want in their automobile. Is it practical, or what's the right balance of practicality and just, you know, the fun recreational side of driving? I think that's how people are approaching it.
Go ahead, Tom.
Now, my question, I guess, would be, obviously, because you're one of the designers, you would be the person to ask this. I would think that a introducing the new Camaro wasn't an overnight decision, and it was a rather lengthy process, especially by the time you go through initial design sketches, prototypes, and all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. What is the normal process from the time that the designers get together and say, hey, we're going to turn out the new Camaro, to the time that people are actually driving it on the road?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the Camaro, in my experience, was incredibly unique. You know, I mentioned Ed Wilburn, their VP, saying, hey, we've got to bring back the Camaro. There were actually two teams involved early on, one initially that developed the packaging and the platform, which is, we refer to it as Zeta. It's our global rear-wheel drive platform. They identified that, developed some proportional model, and then Ed had asked me to develop an alternative theme. And I will tell you, we call it a shootout, where we'll do a model, and this other team will do a model, so it's in-house kind of it's a friendly atmosphere of competition. So we'll do that, and fortunately, I think they chose our team's theme, and it was in full size, and we went from there basically out of some initial sketches right to a full-size clay model and then to a running prototype that you saw at the 2006 Detroit Auto Show in, I would say, 6 months. To me, that's an incredible amount of time. Now, and I also mentioned that we really, usually when you see concept cars that are announced, if there's a production intent, it's kind of well on its way, then you might see the production version maybe a year and a half after you've seen the concept car. In the Camaro's case, the final decision to do a production vehicle was not made until after the concept car was presented. So it took a little gestation time. It takes about 2.5-3 years once you start engineering the vehicle to come out into production, because you have to have all the testing and engineering development that goes into a vehicle, which is, I can't think of a much more complex product than an automobile. It does take some time. But to me, that's not really a normal process. It happened very quickly, relatively speaking. Generally, you do some marketing analysis, kind of target market. You do sketches from a design standpoint. They do prototype mule builds, full-size clay model, and then you go into some sheet metal prototyping and then on and into total manufacturing production. So that course takes about 3 to 3.5 years, which we are always trying to shorten as much as possible, but you can't sacrifice any element of that development relative to reliability, safety, quality, those kinds of things. That's very important. So you don't want to scrimp on any of that.
All right, Tom, last question for you, and we'll let you run. I probably already know the answer to this, but I want you to take off your GM hat a minute, and you've been walking around the Los Angeles car show. What's the coolest thing you've seen?
Ooh, coolest thing I've seen, I'll tell you, is has to be the Hot Wheels Camaro, but I'll tell you, there's some incredible vehicles being presented here by many of the companies. I think Audi has the A8 sedan, which is a pretty neat vehicle. There's so much technology and such a huge range of design philosophy now, all of them. You know, I think I mentioned earlier the XJS Cadillac was just introduced, which to me goes head-to-head with any of the luxury brands, which we're very excited about. But, I mean, to me, being an automotive enthusiast, I really don't have one single vehicle that I really feel is my favorite. I like them all, actually. You know, there are some that I think are more conservative. I gravitate more towards the ones with flair and a lot of personality and expressiveness. I see the cars more than just an appliance or to get from point A to point B. I want to have fun driving it. I want to have fun looking at it. And there are a lot of cars in that regard. But putting my GM hat back on, I just think just a huge array and spectrum of vehicles to choose from. So for those who are listening, if you have a chance to go to a big auto show, go check stuff out, because I can't think of another time in history where there's been such a wide range of opportunity and excitement in vehicle choices.
All right, if you're just joining us here on the Gary Snyder Show, we're speaking with Tom Peters, Director of Design Exteriors for the Camaro ZL1 for GM, talking about the Los Angeles Car Show as it kicks off. All right, Tom, do you have any websites, Twitter, Facebook, any of that you want to get out there for GM or yourself?
Not offhand. I just go to Chevy.com or GM.com, and they'll take you right into all the latest that's happening at this LA Auto Show and the ones that will be happening into the following year. The biggest one's probably Detroit Auto Show will probably be the biggest range of new and exciting debuts.
Well, hey, Tom Peters, thanks a lot, and it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored to share some time with you guys.
All right, Tom Peters here on the Gary Snyder Show. We'll be back here in just a few.
1400 WBAT and the Salvation Army of Grant County will kick off this year's holiday bell ringing campaign with a live broadcast from Five Points Mall from 6 to 9 a.m. during Good Morning Grant County.
Hi, I'm Tim George, and I'll be on hand along with Ed Breen and a host of celebrity bell ringers. Stop by the mall's front entrance Friday morning and make a donation to the Salvation Army and get a free donut and a cup of coffee. Our live broadcast is brought to you by Ray Harris Chrysler Jeep RV, Fortress Federal Credit Union, Abbey Flooring, Miller's Merry Manor, the Charles Street Community Federal Credit Union, Marion General Hospital, Needham Story Wapner Funeral Service, Rolling Meadows Health and Rehab, and Drs. Bruner, Root, and Sneed. Help us kick off the Salvation Army bell ringing campaign. Join us live at Five Points Mall this Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. during Good Morning Grant County here on 1400 WBAT.
Through economic uncertainty and constant change, the Palmer Group has served the trucking industry for nearly 50 years. Now, Palmer and Kenworth Trucks are leading the charge in alternative fuels. Learn how CNG and other alternative fuels affect you at a town hall meeting on December 1st at the 4th Annual Palmer Group Truck and Equipment Show at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Meet hundreds of industry professionals. Get free training and free lunch with your pre-registration. Limited seating, so pre-register now. Contact one of the 7 Palmer dealerships in Indiana or Ohio, or click on PalmerTruckShow.com. Parents, if you want to be a hero to your kids, Indiana has the perfect opportunity. So grab your cape and be a superhero by setting up your child's College Choice 529 plan. You'll leap tall buildings with affordable minimum contributions, professional asset management, and tax benefits that'll be on your side. Set up an automatic monthly investment plan, and who knows what adventures the future might hold. Be a superhero for your kids. Start by conquering dreams with Indiana's College Choice 529 plan. Learn more at collegechoiceplan.com.
Fire. Hi, this is Weston James from the Marion Fire Department. Please come out and support the 7th annual Guns and Hoses football game where the Marion Fire Department versus the Marion Grant County Law Enforcement Agency. This Saturday, November 19th, high noon at Marion High School Dick Luton's football stadium. Admission is one canned food item per person. All canned good items will be donated to the Grant County Rescue Mission. Come cheer on your favorite team. Will the fire department defend their title again this year, or will the law enforcement agencies come out on top?
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It was an upset in 2 minutes flat. We're back on the freeway, foot to the mat. I can't understand it, we had it down pat. It's very upsetting, could we leave it at that? We all had positions, we each had a role. We'd over-rehearsed it, we had full control. They can't teach you.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Winter is rapidly approaching, and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, North Central, and East Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414, or go online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.